is you interlock the two.
Now stretch them quite as
Sonka and the
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
I felt like a reptile. Like a reptile. I felt like a reptile.
Recording.
Yeah. We're on.
That must be the start of every podcast.
Oh, we're recording. 5 minutes in.
Yeah. Good time at Disney?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
Yes.
You
very good.
Developed a Diet Coke addiction while you were there, did you?
I've always had a Diet Coke addiction.
You have?
Know this very well.
It's bad for your eyesight, you know? I've just been saying this. And I've just been saying, you've got to talk to your mic. He's fucking yelling all the time.
But it's working wonders for my dad.
Well. Do you remember?
It's the instant...
As soon as we record, everyone's...
Gobstopper, isn't it?
Quiet.
I don't want to talk like that.
You're not normally quiet.
Aye.
Oh, that's
camera shy.
There we go.
There we go.
You have to do warm-ups. You have to go worldwide. Worldwide.
Although you were bad for Mike last week.
I've been away for a while.
I know, yeah, out of practice.
A bit rusty. Yeah. I've been making clothes and stickers.
Yeah,
and
making cool them shit. By hand.
Physically hand sewing.
People don't realise this, but...
Yeah, for real.
True,
there you go. I spoke away then, but I didn't mean to.
Can't look away, it's all here. Yeah?
So Disney was good then, was it?
Disney was good, yeah. Built this dad bod, fantastic there.
Yeah.
Nearly 100 kilos, so yes, money well spent.
100 kilos.
Tonk.
So coming back at heavyweight then, where you started your career.
Where the first part was everywhere.
So
yeah.
My first memory of seeing Jimmy,
this is
definitely worth filling. There's lots of good Jimmy Warhead stories along the way.
Yeah, let's leave some of these.
I'm ready.
I was talking about fixing your nose actually in Liverpool. Do you remember after Jason Tan?
Yes, yeah.
We'll get
to
that story later.
He said you took it like a boss.
I took it like a
boss. Like
it was all very positive last week.
Is it going to hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. That's a good story.
Took it like a boss.
You did. So my first memory of Jimmy Warhead was, it was Cage Warriors in Sheffield, wasn't it? The Oxygen Centre in Sheffield. Cage Warriors Quest.
Yep.
I took a fight on short notice, I think. No, was I fighting Sammy Berwick?
No, the first one was Andy Walker.
Yes,
Andy
it was.
Walker?
Yeah,
was
it was.
Cooper, Walker?
No, Andy Walker. And that was a Friday night acceptance. They called me up while I was at work. They were like, can you fight on, was it Saturday night? Sunday night?
I think it'd been a Saturday, wasn't it?
Probably.
Exactly.
They called me up.
Shows there, didn't
they? Yeah, it was literally like within a day or so. And
Sheffield
was
Oxygen Centre.
That was it.
That
the
was
Oxygen
it.
Centre.
Had the name for it and everything.
Yeah. So you were
copyright
fighting
now.
Copyright. Yeah, exactly.
So you were fighting at heavyweight.
I did.
And I walked in for the rules meeting, and you were sat in the corner, fucking white knuckles. Shaved head, skin head, white knuckles, weird. Just...
Oh, is this methadone, Jim?
Wow.
Is that from the picture? Is that
methadone and pies?
Yeah,
it's heavyweight, so it could have been just...
Fucking heavyweight. What did you weigh, though? Because you were
93.
Okay, yeah, so you were like, you were just inside the heavyweight.
Yeah. Big enough.
And you were fine. Was it Steve Matthews?
Yeah.
It was a decent size, wasn't it?
He was a big boy, yeah.
And you beat him in the main event... Standing rear naked choke, he was on his knees and Jimmy was just standing behind him.
Trying to decapitate him.
Gotta put the mic down for this. Just face bar with this angry face. Mm. This angry face that he'd had since he arrived at the Oxygen Centre.
12 hours of angry face. Like, oh, knackered.
We did. Just developing my face. Yeah. Like a finishing move on Thrill Kill or Mortal Kombat or something. Just
You used to do that all the time before fights, didn't you? It was like,
furious. I was a bad man.
You're
I was a bad
man.
I had a corner man who used to tell me I was a bad man.
Angry.
He slapped me. I was so...
Bad man.
Angry. That's gold.
Terrible. I
can remember one of the first times I saw Jimmy turn Jimmy on to bad man Jimmy.
Bad man.
You was training at Fourth, and it was a Tuesday and a Thursday training.
Fourth Dimension.
4D MMA. And basically, he used to come in Tuesday and Thursday every week late, and they'd roll up, and Jimmy would come up with his bag. Stand chatting for a little while. And at the time, Shimmy was training with you. Andrew Shim.
Yeah.
From This Is England and Milky. All the rest of it.
Yeah.
Milky. So.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's not a lot of egos within your sort of clique, I found.
Yeah.
Until Shimmy wandered in with his shades on. in a dark gym and comes marching on. And Jim, there's not a lot to him. He's not a tall fella, is he?
No.
So he just comes in. And to be fair to him, he stepped in a cage. He's had a go. He's done all the rest
of
it.
Yeah, he had a few, yeah.
Fucking comes up the stairs, walks in, and Jimmy stops conversation, like, just dead. I went, oi, you cunt. It's in fucking Hollywood. And Jimmy just carried on walking.
Really?
Yeah, just carried on walking as if nothing
such
happened.
He's a scumbag, ain't I?
I said, this is not fucking Hollywood.
Scumbag. About 20, I'm so bad at
it. Yeah, for real. About 20 minutes later, he
he's
made a beeline.
As well.
Yeah, he is.
What a cunt.
So they're all sparring on the mats, and the buzzer went to change partner, and you just saw Jimmy beeline straight for him. He's like, come here, mate. And at the time, I was filming it on an iPad. I look like a Japanese tourist for whatever fucking reason. It's like an iPad 2, so fucking, it's like two potatoes having a fight. So I filmed it, and you literally, because you were taller than him, you got him in a guillotine and stood up, and he made a noise that I've never heard before or since.
I can't remember this.
And I was like, all right, don't wear shades around Jimmy. It's pretty good advice.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Psycho Jimmy.
I don't doubt it for a reason.
I quite liked it.
Yeah.
Jimmy was always, though, All the way through, it was always that kid at school that just didn't know how strong he was.
Yeah.
Compared to every other kid. So yeah. He's like, yo, let me do this. You're like, Jimmy, it's going to break. Stop, Jimmy, yeah. It's going to break. Or like
simple
wait.
Simple kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit,
simple,
mate.
Simple, I would never say
we can't talk
like
about
that.
Special kids 2 weeks in a row because I'm going to get strung up.
Is that what you spoke about?
I might have mentioned it last week.
Did you get in trouble for it?
There's a few comments about it. A couple of people liking it. And then my favourite is one dude that went full ragga. He went full in. I mean, I think he's listened to the whole thing to make a decision that he doesn't like it.
Right.
Or he doesn't like me, which is cool because I quite like the feedback. But he was like, the tool bag in the hat, I think he said, something like that. But he mentioned it on each video because it was my wife that pointed it out. She's like, you're upset.
It was your wife that commented.
Yeah, of course it is. Have you not noticed my comment yet, you fucking dickhead? Yeah. Ringing people, can you fucking post this on my account, please? Just check the URL.
I can't wait to see what comments we get for Jimmy this week.
Well, oh, man.
Yeah, so there's going to be some comments about my hair, because obviously...
You reckon? Why?
Yeah, it looks like a toupee. And
you look like an Albanian car cleaner in your six silk top.
Yeah, and my dad bod. I'm a bit of a fat...
I like how it's sponsored by Disney.
Sponsored by Disney, Diet Coke, and... Six Silk.
Six.
Send the free garms to me.
You could just go straight
and
to
McDonald's.
You could just go straight to Sports Direct if you want.
Yeah. No,
just go and see them.
Yeah.
Just give your name.
Well, I got a Six Silk in Sports
Direct. It's that $4.99 a shirt, I think. Yeah,
easy. That's Tap Out.
Right next to the Tap Out.
Yeah.
Right next to the Tap Out.
A Tap Out's more expensive. And well, someone let me know.
Listen,
Tap Out's coming back.
Honestly, you've got to think about this badge going to sit there as well. I just realised, looking in that mirror, I am fucking fat. You've got to think about it. Six Silk with me, haven't you?
Every time I see you, I love it.
Straight away.
Because I've given you enough t-shirts to choke a fucking donkey.
Yeah,
exactly. And you're always coming like something else. I'm thinking,
I've got this nice silky tape down
the
shoulder.
At least I'm not wearing the, what was the last one?
It was Six Silk again, but it was like a faux sachi. It was a fake
satin.
Faux sachi Six Silk satin garment.
Yeah.
There's a lot of static in that gym.
That smells like vinegar after wearing it for 20 minutes.
That pissing vinegar.
Yeah. Horrible stuff.
Yeah. I went home and cried that. And I cried myself. Yeah.
He said I smelt like a 13-year-old boy's bedroom.
Yeah. He said I was a car washer. That's what he said.
Yeah. You look like an Albanian car cleaner.
Thank you.
If I bring a card, will you stamp it 5 times? I can get a free one.
Yeah, free wash. Yeah. Free alloys. Clean alloys.
That's
free
it.
Alloys.
That's what I need you to do.
I
bet you've got a racket for car washing now, haven't you?
I've got a rack full of Six Silk t-shirts.
Yeah,
I'm going to burn when I get
that's
home.
It. That's the only job I know people can do a jet wash and have a cigarette on the whole time and not wet it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I've got skills.
Fucking big skills.
Skills, mate.
Yeah, no.
Making some money.
So, are you on the road back or what?
Pardon?
Are you on the road back?
To?
Or are you retired? What's that mean?
I don't know.
How's your hand?
Retired?
Are you retired?
That's not a question I need to ask. We already know the answer to that one.
I've been semi-retired the last 2 years.
So. Is it? Yeah.
But no,
how many fights have you had in the last 2 years that you're semi-retired?
Three.
Official ones.
Official?
Yeah. Not TTB. Not TTBs.
Yeah.
They've all been retirement fights.
Two or three.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So who are we having next?
I don't know.
You're enjoying coaching though?
I'm enjoying coaching. I really am. Got some good boys coming through. So I'm enjoying that. But I would like to fight again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. I think if I didn't, I'd...
kill someone.
Yeah. Kill someone always be great. But no, I need to lose 20 kilo and fix my knee and my hand. But
mate, so you're not going up to... You fought at middleweight before, haven't you? You've cut to middleweight
actually,
before.
To be fair, I think the ratio of wins to losses is
you'd
better
have to cut to
middleweight.
Yeah.
I think my middleweight, I might just go middleweight. Yeah. I might just keep eating McDonald's and fight middleweight.
That's it.
If you could fight anyone at middleweight, past or present.
Past or present?
Who would it be?
Oh, my days. No idea.
You beat Frank Trigg at middleweight, didn't you? Was that middleweight?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that middleweight? Yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Was
yeah,
it Bam,
I was on like a week's notice.
Yeah.
10 days, something like that.
Will you fight Frank Trigg on a week's notice? Of course I will.
Of course I will. I was on a building site with Goddard.
Were you really?
They ran me up, yeah. I went training. I thought, I can't miss that. Tom Watson got injured.
Nice.
Yes. Took it, mate. Stepped in, represented,
yeah. Smashed
got
into
job
pieces.
Done. Gassed yeah. in 3 minutes, but got job done.
What about Joey Villasenor?
That was Walter Reed.
Was Walter it?
That's yeah, my yeah. favourite win because you get on the mic afterwards. Is that how you feel? I just beat Joey Villasenor.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yes, yeah. You have. That was good. Yeah, that was nice.
What's your favourite win?
Favourite win? I don't know, them two up there, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoyed the last one.
Yeah.
This one was good.
That was a good yeah, one. Good performance. Good.
Broken hand and broke it early and fought well.
Yeah.
Been through a lot. It was nice to get a win and perform well.
Yeah.
Nice to get a bit of money.
What's your favourite loss?
Favourite loss?
Yeah.
Fucking dickhead.
Is it Scuba Steve?
I know where this is going.
Is it Scuba Steve?
It's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere.
Fucking favourite loss? Because I've got quite a few to choose from.
We all have, Jimmy.
How many have you got?
10.
Oh, I've got 11. I would have one more, wouldn't I?
Of course.
I've been a bit waxing lately. Like,
yeah, so but you know, including other fights, you know, including Moist.
Favourite loss?
So, yeah.
Oh, I've loved every single one.
Yeah?
favourite loss? No, I don't know. Losing to Lyman Good was a good one. Decision. Yeah, I was like a punchbag 15 minutes. I've been hospital the night before because I messed up the... Craig messed up my rehydration drink.
Oh, is that shit. When you were sick in America?
Yeah, so I sort of like projected. I was sick.
You left Craig with your rehydration drink.
Made weight. I mean, actually, that's good. So I made weight with Lyman Good. Looking at him like, this guy's not soft. He was massive on video before. I thought, this guy's not that big. Went to the restaurant, Craig made my drink, messed it up, started projectile being sick when I was already dehydrated. Body started going into cramps.
How did he mess it up? Because this
just
is...
put a shitload of wrong stuff in it because he's a bit dumb, isn't he?
Any white powder will do.
Yeah, any white powder will
better than the diesel.
As I was walking to the hospital to get sorted because I was in a bit of a bad way, Lyman Good walked by me in a black vest, absolutely put on like 20
kilos.
Put on 20 kilo in about an hour. Couldn't believe it. Massive. Yeah, and then he continued to beat me up 15 minutes the next night. Actually looked like Quasimodo and was pissing blood because he'd kneed me in the bollocks about 3 times. Yeah. Pissing blood after. Cheers. That was a good one.
Nice.
I was up there with my favourite losses. Yeah,
yeah, that's great. A good one.
Your favourite loss?
Condit, probably.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Why is that one the favourite?
Because I learned a lot from it. I remember my mind state going into it. I was like right on that point where I could have become a massive prick. I mean, a lot of people thought I was a massive dickhead anyway. But like for me, in my eyes, like, I was at the point where my ego was ready to just kind of cross the line into a territory I didn't want to move into.
D-bag.
That put me into check. You know, it put me back in check. Nick Pete, what are you saying? He's talking about...
Probably Australasia is what he's going to say.
No, he likes that word, doesn't
it's
he?
His word of the week, isn't it?
Australasia. Yeah. Well, we're talking about the fights at the weekend. You've just watched the main event. What do you reckon?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Impressive.
Impressive.
Impressive. Bit surprised about what we were talking about. Thought Whittaker could probably try and wrestle a bit early, but yeah, range was on point, weren't it?
Mm.
Very impressive. Superstar is born.
Yeah.
Really. Isn't it? I think one of the things we mentioned it, we were only brief last week because we were... both desperate for a piss, so we didn't really get into the club too hot every last week. But
too much coffee.
Yeah. But when you look at Whittaker going in, majority of us said Whittaker.
Hmm.
But when you look at 15 months he's not fought?
Something like that.
Yeah, then he's had a massive health scare, which was at the end of a fight camp on the day of the fight. Then he's been fighting depression, which is big time because he's even come out and talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I even saw an interview where this guy was talking to him going, do you think they'll remember you? Now, when we did this thing the other day where we said a weight class and you just say a fighter that makes you think of that weight class. And middleweight is easy. Rich Franklin, Anderson Silva, we'll do...
Play the game with Jimmy
we'll
now.
We'll do Jimmy,
before you name anymore.
I didn't see this.
Well, just to finish that point, the point was that there's... Sorry, do you want to get down?
Go and attack the Raptors.
When you look at what he had on his shoulders going into that fight, it was fucking massive. Whereas... Israel is coming out and just, he's got this, it's an entire performance that he's putting on. Even alter from the dance and everything.
It's an alter ego, isn't it? Yeah. Style bend alter ego.
I know I should have done a dance in my walkouts now.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
A Phil Baroni one. But it was almost that there was a weight lifting off his mind when he didn't have to, when he's almost the Matt Hughes style of things. You know, a few champions have said it in the past. just don't have to worry about that now because he's unbeaten in that weight category. So there's so many bits that are like sort of whereas I honestly thought he'd won the first, but then when I watched it back, he didn't really do that much. I still think he won the first, but it just looked like as he was just measuring him every second and then being strange, like, no worries, bro.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's difficult to know how to score that the first round, though, with the knockdown right at the end. Because he wasn't able to follow it up. It was a clear knockdown, though. Like, we were talking about him sitting on his stool. And he
didn't know where he was.
Yeah, if you'd have asked him in that moment what round it was, he wouldn't have known.
No.
Go on, go do weight classes then.
So what we did... go on, you fill him in. I'll get him ready.
It's all weight classes. It's any fighter that, as soon as you think of that weight class, the fighter that comes to mind, anybody.
So even if he's like back in the day, Tank Abbott or whatever, just the first one that comes to mind.
I'm a bit slow. So
okay, so we'll start with heavyweight.
Heavyweight. Randy Couture. I know he's lightweight, but that's good.
I'll take that. Okay, so light heavyweight.
Chuck.
Nice.
I think mine was Chuck.
I think yours
Chuck
was.
Or Randy.
Did I say Tito?
I think so, yeah.
I might have done.
Yeah, I don't think it was anything. We didn't do anything current. I don't think.
No.
Anderson came out, John Jones. Middleweight.
Anderson, I think.
Yeah. Mm. Anderson or Rich Franklin. Mm. I think, you know, when you see how long Rich Franklin actually defended. Oh, Rich Franklin. It for.
We can talk about that nose break. Your nose looked like not Rich Franklin, isn't it? It doesn't now.
No,
which is why I like telling this story. I did a good job.
If everything goes Pete Tong for him, he can always go into plastic.
You have rubbed some of his freckles off, though, if you look.
Well, that's the sunburns. Like,
there's freckles in the middle, but not above and below. I imagine that's where your thumbs were.
That's that Florida sunshine. It's because his whole nose is red. Yeah. Now. You can't see where his freckles are.
There you go. Florida Orange. That's your new nickname.
I like janitor gym as well. So I'm cleaning the gym.
Yeah, you have been doing a good job cleaning the gym.
Yeah,
it looks lovely.
It is tidy. All right, so what did you say, middleweight? Anderson. Okay, welterweight?
Dan Hardy. GSP, probably. Hey.
Yeah, I can see that.
First
one. Yeah.
Dan Hardy, then GSP. Uh-huh,
yeah.
Dan Hardy first.
Yeah.
Of course, Dan Hardy first. Easy.
Do you want to say Dan Hardy in the style of GSP?
Dan Hardy.
I'm sure I've said this before.
Cheers, bro.
The amount of people that when they answer the phone to me, they say that. Does it all the time?
Constantly, I hear
Dan
it.
Hardy.
Yeah.
Dan Hardy.
Carry on.
Lightweight.
Lightweight. Gone blank. Lightweight.
Frankie Edgar.
Dad's going to say Edgar, but he's gone. Dad didn't want to do the same as Randy. But Edgar. I would say Edgar.
Yeah.
He won it about a lot, didn't he? That's
right. Yeah, I got BJ Penn, I think.
See, yeah, I probably BJ, go, yeah. Yeah, maybe Benson.
Yep.
Benson on the tail. That
I haven't watched his fight from the other week. He won that, didn't he?
Yeah, I've not seen
won
it.
Won a decision.
Yeah, he's just Bellator, isn't he? Struggling. The way they're doing it at the minute is
beyond on the TV,
dog shit.
Yeah.
What do you own? A TV firm. Nice one. What can't you get it on? TV. Surely, can't can't we have Fight Pass? Just do a deal where you pay an extra £2 and you get all Bellator.
Oh, I'd love it.
Do you know what I mean?
It'd be great if they were on the same channel.
Is that not just common sense? Do you want all fights? Yeah, we'll have all fights. Because the amount of people that Bellator would pick up off the UFC.
AllFights.com. That's the channel, isn't it? Yeah. Buy it quick now before the podcast goes out.
Punchface.
Punchface.com.
Right, let me finish. Go on then to featherweight.
I'm slow now. Could have told me. I would have thought about this.
No, you wouldn't have to. That's the point.
Featherweight. Aldo.
Aldo, good night. Yeah.
I completely take that. Bantamweight.
Dillashaw.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And flyweight.
Flyweight, DJ.
We've only done the dudes. So I suppose we best do the ladies as well.
I don't know the weights on the girls. To be honest,
it would just say Gina Carano for every one of them.
Yeah, that's you. You are Gina.
Yeah, go on then. So who stands out for your top three ladies?
Maybe a little
ladies.
Bit.
Were you impressed with Weili Zhang or Zhang Weili? Hey, someone came back to us and told me exactly how to say it. I forgot, but shout out to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we get it right then?
Well, we said it both ways, so we sort of called it back.
Yeah, we definitely got it right at some point.
It's like offending everyone. So if you offend everyone, then no one can complain. Southport rules. Isn't it?
Three girls.
Yeah.
We got to say Nunes.
Who's your favourite female fighter?
Favourite female fighter?
You like Cyborg, don't you?
Yeah.
You got a bit of a thing for Cyborg.
Yeah, I like Cyborg, mate. Like a bit of Cyborg. Bit of a man. It's nice. A bit of a beast.
That comment was sponsored by Jimmy Warlead at floridaorange.com.
We have to put a disclaimer at the start of the podcast now.
If you mention Vandalay now, I'm going to fucking
Cyborg,
run.
Nunes. Oh, what's that? Shevchenko?
Yeah.
Joanna?
Yeah,
Shevchenko's good.
Yeah, he likes Joanna.
Not well. Joanna.
Yeah,
not the way she fights.
Vicious. Cool. She Vicious. Was on my. She was in my BT's top 10 BMF pound for pound rankings.
Yeah. They've got to do a ladies BMF belt, haven't they?
Oh, would you imagine? That'd be good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That'd be good.
Yeah, yeah. Cejudo, Amanda needs another
battle. Cejudo would be calling for a shot at her.
Oh, yeah. What is he doing?
Is he your favourite fighter?
Who's Cejudo?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got judo in his name.
Cejudo.
Cejudo. Yeah.
Cejudo Jimmy Waller. Maybe you should change your nickname.
Sir. Just call me Sir Judo. Judo. Judo Jim.
I like him because he's got letters of my name in his name.
So he's my new favourite.
We're bros now.
That's it.
What a tale, isn't he?
What is he doing anyway? Is that just
he's everywhere.
He's mad.
He's fucking,
he was in Melbourne as well.
What the fuck? Just sit down 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's another thing that I got pulled up on, hating fighters. I don't hate any fighter. I quite like him. Someone even went on a
just
rant
Dominic
to tell
Cruz.
Me about DC. They were like, "How can you not be fucking pumped for DC?" I was like, never not like DC. I just didn't want to see him fight Stipe again because I want to see something else.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. It's a bit boring. I just want to see nice change. Mm. When they kept doing rematches all the time with like BJ and, not BJ, Frankie and Gray.
Yeah, maybe. So,
I know that's fucking 10 years ago or whatever. Mm. That, but fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Something new, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
So back to Jimmy Warlord.
Back to James. Sir James.
I've got questions about Jimmy that I've never asked him.
Oh, nice.
Like, I don't know anything about your beginnings in, martial arts. Like, was it judo? Did you start with judo?
Mm, yeah, yeah.
I've just seen photos of a little ginger kid flexing.
That's it, man, in my gi and that.
Yeah, yeah.
Green belt, looking like a killer. judo, wasn't it? Yeah.
Mm.
Watched Karate Kid, wanted to do karate. Man messed up and took me to judo, so I had a paddock. What the fuck you took me here for? I'm sat there fuming.
And how old was it? Was this?
7.
27.
So what the fuck you done at 7? You know what I mean? I just remember having the arse at a young age. Yeah, she took me at about 7 and I was Marder. And then she just pointed on the match with that man teaching. And it was he had a ponytail and a moustache. Like it was a biker, like a Hell's Angel looking guy. Rocky, his name. Rocky Edwards, that was my first judo coach for many years. And he looked cool. He had his gear on and his belt and I think he had a black belt.
Is that why you're growing your hair right now?
That's what I'm going for, the Rocky.
Just get a full ponytail.
He used to work down the pit with your dad. And for some reason I just felt safe and I was like, oh, okay. So I went on the mat and I was competing within a couple of weeks. And that was the start of my martial arts journey.
Nice.
As simple as that.
And you did judo for how long?
Probably up until about the age of 16 and then on and off a bit till about 19, 20.
And Junior Olympics?
Yeah, Youth Olympics, yeah.
Where was that?
Denmark in 99 in Esbjerg. And then, won quite a few A tournaments and stuff as a cadet. Was good as a cadet. And then won a couple of junior under 21 titles as well when I was bitten and bobbing, smoking and rocking up and still winning. titles. Struggling like hell to win them, but actually was having a fag around the back.
Sponsored by Benson and Edges.
Yeah, it was terrible, man.
Did you have a Benny Edges?
Terrible. Yeah.
Really? And how old was that?
I think the last time I won a... I think that was my last comp. I won. It was at British Clothes up in Wigan, I think. I was 19. Decided to go up a couple of days before.
Do you reckon it's a good base?
To
transition to wrestling and everything else.
Definitely. Strength and balance and moves and such, isn't it? You know what I mean? But principles and stuff, absolutely.
I think it goes into jits nice. My friend was a brown belt judo. Mm. And we started doing jits together. And it was one of them that I didn't know that he did judo before.
So he battered you?
Everyone fucking battered me. But he hip-tossed me like Tai Tuivasa at the weekend. Isn't that like the first... Isn't that the first move you learn in judo? A hip-toss?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Mate.
Hip-in.
Yeah, I need to learn the terms. You need to teach me the terms. John Gooden is...
Still remember a bit.
It sounds a lot like sushi, doesn't it?
The terms, and I don't know them. Yes.
Does he?
He does. He likes to drop.
Of course
he likes to drop knowledge, does John?
Yeah. He's got them all written down on the inside of his bow tie. I can teach you.
Yeah.
Well, what's his background? What's John's background?
Boxing, I think.
All right.
Yeah,
I thought he was an electrician.
Maybe karate. Yeah. Yeah.
Spark. He's a Spark.
B-Tech.
B-Tech
Spark, yeah.
Yeah.
So judo to then what between that and MMA?
Judo to being a teenager and a bit of
a street fighter.
No, not a street fighter. No, a bit of a.
What job were you doing?
What job was I doing? Building sites, work doors and stuff. Just bitting and bobbing around, just no direction, and then drifted into MMA. Met a junk promoter, actually Nathan Levitt. I trained a little bit at Leicester Shoot. Nathan introduced me to Ian Dean at one of Paul Daly's shows.
Yeah.
Ian Dean was pissed up, got all the money wrong. You're going to make this much on tickets? I'm going to make a fortune. Got there, it was like £5 a ticket. I think he told me I'm going to get £20 a ticket.
It's not the same.
No. Took a fight. Wasn't really training properly. Still smoking a bit. Terrible. Won a couple, lost a couple. And after my second loss, crying in the toilets, I met two wonderful men. Do we have to say like cut at some point then, just for the clip? The one behind me was Dan Hardy and the one in front of me was Owen Comrade.
That's a good mix, man. You ain't gonna fucking say no. Shit, Jim.
Yeah, I met you two. Yeah, when I was having a bit of a meltdown after. And Dan invited me to join the Rough House, to come and train at the Rough House in Nottingham. And I was a bit lost, to be honest, weren't sure what I was doing. And I didn't come straight over either. I stewed on it for a bit. And my wife, Jo, spoke to her and she encouraged me to go over.
Is that like when a girl's giving you the number and you keep checking your phone?
Shall I go or not? I don't know. Oh. And then, my missus told me to go over. And I'll see.
Did she want Dan's number?
She wanted Dan's number. Yeah, that was it, man. That was it. And it just grew from there, man.
Yeah.
That was the start.
I think he was a monster. Like that. Like sometimes you recognise a quality in a person. And like when Robbie Lawler walks into a gym the first time, like the coach looks at him and you go, yeah, this guy.
His eyes are close together.
This guy. This guy's
give me six, Jim.
I dickhead. I knew this would happen. Yeah, a bit of monk strength. Bit of monk strength.
That's a technical term. You don't have to translate that.
It's actually in the dictionary. Monk strength.
Is it? Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, I had a bit of monk
strength.
I like to fight, I like to compete. And,
yeah. Like that wild edge, though, that little bit of. Why have you always had that? Did you have that as a kid?
Yeah, I think it's a ginger thing, maybe. Ginger thing and only child, maybe. I don't know.
So a ginger only child then is the ingredient.
Yeah, they're all crazy.
And
the ingredient for crazy Jim.
It's the ingredient for
people being born now.
Shit, best I've ever
kid. Get a diamond tattooed on his neck.
It's good, man. You like that. You always comment on that.
Yeah.
I have.
Or take the piss on that.
It's never piss taking. We love
never,
it.
Never.
I wouldn't dare.
Fucking never.
We were always horrible to each other, though. We're always horrible to each other, though.
Yeah, I know, we're terrible.
People used to come into the gym and think we hated each other. All of us, didn't they? Especially you and Ollie. You and Ollie.
Some of the shit you used to say
to each other.
Terrible banter.
We need to get Ollie down here and get him on a podcast with you as well.
I'm trying to be best behaviour. Yeah, we can't be joking.
Yeah, you are being. He's been quite well behaved.
Yeah, he's not sworn that much.
But I'm trying to be good.
Yeah.
Holding it
for saying that his first question before we started recording was, am I allowed to say cunt?
Sure. You said yes, I can say thunder cunt.
Yes, I did. There you go. To coin a phrase.
Did you want to fall out with anybody in Florida? Disney World?
No.
Were you all right?
No. Just
you've got to have a story. You've got to have a story about falling out with someone, though, Jimmy.
No.
So the words, do you not know who I am, have never uttered from your mouth?
Never.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Why you say
share dog me, motherfucker?
No. I'm a nobody.
I can just
mate.
See him at the back I'm of my cab queue. Just like
I'm Dan Hardy's water boy. That's it. I'm Dan Hardy's water boy. That's it. That.
I'm your fucking water
You're
boy.
You're
fucking holding your pocket.
You're my water boy. I bet he slides me off every time. A fucking gym
every, time.
Every time. Yeah, can you drive 3 hours to drop me off a bottle of water? Yeah, all right, mate. I still do it.
People get parched.
I need to text you in Florida and ask you to bring me some back just to see if you liked it.
Yeah. I would have done. I'm team player. I would have done it.
Yeah, good.
Not selfish.
Can we get a water sponsor, please? Does anyone know we can order a water from to be delivered?
For the gym.
How's the gym going? You enjoying it?
Yeah.
I haven't been there much. I know. I knew this was coming.
I thought I'd get in there quick.
A few people said, who's Dan Hardy? He's a famous guy, watch USC.
But he's getting them posts up on the wall. I got a poster up on the wall.
Your face on the wall.
Yeah.
Okay, that guy.
Yeah.
Good, mate.
We've got a couple of posts with your face on them as well. We'll put them up.
Yeah, no, it's going well. I'm happy, mate. For a business in its first year, what are we, 5-6 months in?
Yeah, not long.
Numbers are good and Matt's got some great coaches on board.
Yeah.
Joe Taylor doing our BJJ, Dean Truman, myself, Bobby, Danielle.
Yep. Paul Martin.
Barton, Paul Barton, Ranjit's coming in tonight to teach an Oki class. You know, he won Naga. It's just going well. Growing slowly but surely. You know what I mean? We're a bit out of the way. We're not a town gym. We're not in the middle of a town, are we? We're a little bit out of the way. So.
Is there a website or anything people can go to, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's a bit shit. All I get is emails every day about
shit website.
Whoever made our website
fuck off
is a cunt.
Looks like a cunt. Yeah. He is one. A massive one. Just read the comments. We agree.
Are you on our email?
You're going to get some followers for this.
Are you on our email? No, I'm a fuck. You need to look
at what's going on.
Just people messaging about, is it literature or whatever? Is literature, what are you?
I don't do the text.
Appreciation or whatever, you know what I mean?
I don't do the text.
Who did the text?
It was you.
But fuck him, I can't spell my name, you fucker. Don't blame
was
me.
It you? Someone did the text. I just copy it in. I see it as shapes, bro.
You did the text.
No, I'm fucking... I'm texting.
I see it as shapes,
it's
bro.
Shapes.
It was Wad then, but blame Wad.
Listen, Wadley dog.
Wad.
You need to get Wad. That literacy get fucking that worked on, bro.
You know what I mean?
You're currently witnessing an internal battle in the company.
Yeah, yeah, that's it, man.
Because I did not write fuck all. I wrote some shit for Full Reptile and it got vetoed instantly.
So if you want to know what we're talking about, go on to hardywall@mma.co.uk.
Yeah, yeah.
Please give us feedback on what's wrong with the website.
Yeah. Send me emails. It's my favourite thing every morning.
Send while he's not got
email, someone else saying, just to let you know,
yeah,
your website is shit.
Yeah, have you noticed when people give you feedback like that, they want a free t-shirt or something? The amount of people are like, just to let you know, bro, you got a spelling mistake. Don't worry if you want to send me a shirt.
I've had a few people say, not to be a dick, but... And then like scroll off 50 things that you fucked up on.
Say it to my face. This is it. I just copy and paste, dude. I just copy and paste straight in. Like I said.
You're doing a great job on the website.
Yeah.
Everything but the spelling.
Yeah. And the text and the words and stuff. It's the way it works.
It's good, man.
Fucking what a bastard.
Come on, man. Yeah, that's for the t-shirts. That's to give you a bit back.
No, it's not enough. You need to more,
I'll keep
then.
Going. I'll keep building up. Don't worry. I'll think some else.
Oh, poor bastard.
I'll think some else. Yeah, but no, Jim's good. Yeah, Jim's good. Yeah. Happy, yeah. Got some good talent coming through.
Yeah.
I like cleaning.
You love cleaning. You're very good at it. Fucking cleaning. Good at cleaning. Laid the floor as well. The amount of things that you did in that gym.
I actually surprised myself.
I know.
The thing is now, my missus is like, he's got to start doing stuff on her house. So
that's
I'm trying to swerve it, but I've kind of fucked myself because I actually did quite a lot on the gym.
Mate,
I actually impressed myself.
Yeah.
I was folding t-shirt.
Oh,
easy.
Shit.
That means I've got to go and pick my daughter up from school. It's not my day. People can be like, what the fuck's she doing? When I was folding t-shirts for one of the launches, I was like a fucking turbo just flying through these things and stay stuck. We've been together 21 years. She's like, hold on, can you fucking fold clothes? I was like,
No.
I don't do it now. Yeah, I showed her too much behind the curtain.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, that's where I'm at the minute. I need to start doing bits on the house.
Joe wants some skirting board doing.
Yeah, I need to start doing a bit on the house. I do, yeah.
Diet coats. Telling you, mate, it's bad for your eyesight.
It's all right.
It is.
That's why I think my hair looks good.
I'm glad you brought it up.
I wasn't going to use that joke again. I'd already used it before we were recording. I was like, I won't use it.
Did it not pinch its way in?
Does hair look fucking stupid then? Let's have some comments about my hair, please. Well, it doesn't look as bad as that, right?
There you go. How's that?
Look at that.
Look all right? Now I do look like the prick from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
You look like Wilson off Castaway.
Wilson! Still a red print. I'll do it.
Let's do it.
I'll just put my custom Raptors cap on instead.
Nice.
How's that?
Yeah. Nice.
Fuck them.
That's legit.
For real.
That's fucking good.
I'll get you one. 20% discount.
So a story I was telling someone the other day, I mentioned it earlier, which is why I want to come back around to it.
Oh, go on.
Do you remember the Jason Tam fight in Liverpool?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So three things happened on that night. All three things that stand out.
Yeah.
Nothing. None of them to do with the fight.
Mm-hmm.
One was meeting Ramon Dekkers.
Yeah, yeah, and Dorian Yates.
He was there. Dorian Yates. I think I met him before. I met him in one of my fights in Birmingham.
Yeah.
So I met Ramon Dekkers, who's one of my all-time favourites and inspiration. I got hit across the back of the head with a chair.
That was...
in your corner.
Yeah.
Your fault.
And I fixed your nose.
Fixed my nose, yeah. The corner nearly cost the fight, didn't it?
Yeah, nearly.
Crowd riot. That was... what's it, wasn't it? It was... It was Chris, wasn't it? Chris Silver.
Was it House of Pain? No, House of Pain was Wales, wasn't it?
Cage Gladiators.
That was it.
And I think Chris had come in the corner trying to coach...
was pushing Owen out the way.
Pushing Owen out the way because Jay had me in half a triangle. I had posture. I had me head up. I was like, pretty safe. But he was like, get him, Jay. Break him down.
But this was
like,
get out the corner.
And it was Chris's show, weren't
this
it?
This was the fifth round and you were winning the decision.
Yeah, it was like last minute and a half and I was winning. I was up, yeah.
But
pretty,
and it
pretty
nearly got called off.
Four or five rounds,
and it nearly got called off.
Broken nose,
first punch broke my nose. So that was new. So I saw my PCL a week before that fight. Do you remember Andre jumped guard on me, and my knee went.
That right,
Andre, and then
winner.
We got in the fight.
He's got a reputation for that, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, no, he jumped guard. My heel got caught in the canvas, so my knee hyperextended. I was in agony, ambulance, and the lot, and it was quite bad. But I didn't want to put out the fight. And then, ironically, I spoke to Jay after. He shot in on the first takedown of that fight. I sprawled on him and his knee blew out. And if you watch it back, you see him holding his knee when he stands up. You think he's just... So we're both on one leg.
It's fair enough.
And we both stood there, and the first punch he gave me, he broke my nose, and he had a couple of little cuts here, and it's pretty cool fight, to be fair.
It was a cool fight.
It was a good fight, man. Yeah. It was a good fight.
I wonder if it was recorded. Have you ever watched it back?
I think on YouTube somewhere. He went to UFC off that fight. He did, I got the win, and Jay went to the UFC next.
Didn't Marcus Davis knock him out?
Marcus Davis, yeah. But he's a nice lad.
Marcus is a nice dude as well.
I don't really know, but Jay was a nice guy. Yeah. But yeah, it caused a riot. The old tear came down, and some profanities were thrown at Livo and Owen.
Yeah. I got hit with a chair. Yeah, across the back of the head.
A few chairs. And then Ian Freeman on the mic, weren't it?
Yeah,
Ian Freeman.
It was. Yeah.
Dude,
I'm
the machine.
Stop the fight if you guys don't back it in.
Imagine one man threatening all them people and then all going, all right.
Yeah.
He's fought Frank.
Yeah. And they all stopped, didn't they?
Ian Freeman.
They all stopped.
Yeah.
And then you realign my nose after.
I know. Because of the riot, the paramedics had already left.
Yeah, it was bad, man.
So they weren't there. This was the main event. Mm-hmm. And you won the decision. Did you win a belt on that night as well?
Yeah. British Cage Gladiators.
Nice. Raptors in the background. No camera this week because they're both wearing the same thing. They're both dressed the same. So red socks, red t-shirt, and black joggers.
It does look like they're going to work at Wimpy in about an hour. Do you know what I mean?
Look cool as fuck, though.
What was I saying?
Oh, yeah, cool as fuck, Wimpy workers.
Cool as fuck,
Wimpy. Cool as fuck, Wimpy. Yeah, so the paramedics had left, and your nose was like Rich Franklin's after the Anderson Silva fight.
Yeah. I'm still grateful to this day for what you did, actually.
I did a good job.
I'm pretty fucking ugly anyway. Imagine that as well.
Imagine a bent nose and that haircut.
And this
haircut. Fucked.
The beard.
And
the beard's killing it.
And the dad bod.
The beard's coming in nice. It's the six of the dad. What's going on?
At least sort my life out. At least get back in shape. Well, this is a plastic surgery. Mate, have an haircut.
your last fight, I was probably dropping water off at the gym.
Yeah.
And he came up to me and he was like, been offered a fight. Yeah, I got like 4 weeks or whatever it was. I was like, yeah, fuck it, Jim. And he's just literally decked a gym out and he's like, no, I'm going to do it. Don't do that, Jim.
Yeah, I needed to do that. For my head. So I wanted to fight.
It was a good fight, though. Good performance,
I said one-handed as well.
Yeah.
Broke down quite early, didn't I?
Yeah.
Mate, that's what you get for punching.
Adapted
people.
And pulled out the victory. You know?
You sound like Gareth Davis.
Gareth Davis.
guys. guys.
It's all right. Don't worry, he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Does he fuck? Imagine.
He doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah, when he's strangle wanking in the back. Well, there you go. Just got to see if I get mentioned, guys. The fucking Dyson.
These guys fell out with him in Vegas.
Oh, man.
Who fell out with Gareth?
Yeah, am I allowed to tell the story a little bit or not?
No. Well, not really.
There was a guy.
I want to know. Right. I want to know. All right, Gareth. I'm with Gareth.
It wasn't even that. It was just... No. I don't know what he's into, but it was more the fact that I wasn't involved in a lot of the elements because I was back somewhere else and these guys are backstage or whatever. And we walked through one of the casinos and he was sat having his mane nursed by two ladies that brush it. And he was just sat there at this bar and the lads walked past and he went, guys. Now, guys. And I jumped off like a little ninja spider monkey. And so bear in mind, I'm just walking out with these to go and get a drink. And I was like, that looks like GAD. I wonder what he wants. And he just goes into this whole thing about like, listen, guys. And I can't get into the specifics because it's quite personal, but fuck them. And he sort of is giving them a bit of a dressing down. And they're sort of justifying themselves by going, yeah, well, we're going to record. That's what we do. We're a film crew. You can tell by the fucking camera that's in my hand. It's massive.
He was concerned that the Raptors had recorded him saying something that he didn't want recording.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. But it was just the way that he was so overanimated with stuff. And I was like, this is so trippy. You know when you're not
so
drunk.
What did you say? What did you say?
I didn't say nothing. I can have a picture.
So who found out? Not you.
No, he was just trying to give him a dressing down.
It's amazing, you two. Causing shit.
Yeah,
recording. Never not rolling. The Raptors,
never not rolling. But it's, so I tried to give him a dressing down that they sort of went, nah.
No.
And he had no answer to that.
We're here with Dan Hardy.
Yeah. Do you know, he used to have a red mohawk. It was kind of orangey one year. So yeah.
There you go.
Our favourite person.
Yeah.
Gareth.
Yeah. You must have met some tails in the business though, Jim. You must have stories.
I can't think. I've always got on with Gareth. He's always said my praises. Because
he's scared of you.
Nah, he's always been good to me. Always been good to me.
Who's the guy you called an ugly cunt earlier?
That was himself when he looked in the mirror.
Who did I call an ugly cunt?
I don't know. You said it earlier. Who was it then?
Who are you? Fuck. We haven't got the camera on. That's why we haven't got the camera on. Because he wants to play Mick Jagger with the microphone.
Remember that time?
No, that's
standard.
I don't know. You called him an ugly cunt at the start of the podcast. You're like, oh, I don't like him anyway. Fucking ugly cunt.
That could have been anyone.
Craig Turner.
Craig Turner.
He's fucking ugly.
Has he been back to the gym?
Yeah, he has. A little tweak on his knee the other week.
He's
out of action, but he'll be back next week.
Okay.
Yeah, and he wants to fight again early next year.
Yeah, and we've got Dean Truman's fighting soon on Cage.
Got four, maybe even five.
Go on then.
Yeah,
go
so
on.
We've got give me a rundown. Obviously, Alan Dean.
How long are we running for?
About 50 minutes, right?
You got to go soon, aren't you? Okay. Yeah. Jimmy's got to go soon. That's all.
Yeah. Someone has to work for a living. I've got. I'm joking. Dean Truman fighting. Is it Morgan? If I say his name wrong, forgive me.
Charrier.
Obviously, that's main card. We've got a few announcers on. We've got Marcus Mee, 4-0.
Nice.
Against Sagan.
Monster.
Yeah. Has working hard. Pardon?
Has he got a nickname?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I'm going to call him Monster from now.
He's a monster. Fighting a lad he's had a bit of beef with. So that'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good. Always in the gym, working hard, improving all the time. So that'll be good. Got Keith against another local lad. And then we've got Danielle Hutton against a good UK female, Levi Steeman.
Okay.
From SBG.
All on Cage Warriors.
So that's nice. A tough fight. So
same card.
They're all good fights. Yeah, same card. And then maybe there's talk of maybe another lad as well. One lad who's just joined the gym, Tom.
Nice.
Tom Owen. Owen, I always get his surname. Tom Owen. Very, very good. Trained with Alex Enland.
Okay.
And Alex, he's young kid, 3-0. Good all round. Alex doing a great job with him. Mm. And he's moved back down here with family. So he's joined the gym and. And yeah, so might be able to get him on as well potentially. Nice. So
are you cornering all of them?
I will be, absolutely.
Busy.
It's gonna be a busy.
Nowhere
night.
I would rather be.
Yeah, it's gonna be a busy night for.
Like,
the
I can't be no worse when I do a show. When I do a show and I have to do 15 guys back to back, that's kind of.
I hope that gets cut in.
I can run the show. Yeah.
You have to show. You have to do 15 guys back to back. You got to clip that.
Yeah. Or 15 guys.
No way I'd rather be.
Or 15
I've
guys.
Done 15 guys back to back. 15
guys do me.
Fucking hell.
Prick. I'm sorry.
That's all I've got on you, man. That's all there is.
This is why he's been avoiding coming on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, and plus, listening to it.
Yeah.
Because we're just cunts. Yeah. Basically.
Bunch of cunts.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been on good behaviour. I've been on best behaviour.
You have, yeah. Mm. My mum listens to the podcast, though.
Sorry.
Hey.
Yeah.
It always wears me out when I see them and they go, podcast was great this week, really funny.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I best not
oh,
swear
no.
at all then.
No, I
what was I say?
I best stop swearing now.
The first time I see her again, I know I'm just going to get a slap or just a really disappointed look.
Yeah, like, disappointed. They're the worst
I'm not
ones.
Angry. I'm just disappointed.
Oh.
That's worse.
You said it 7 times. You just didn't need to. So, with Gareth, I understand. It's just not needed. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. So sorry, Elaine. I have got a 50p for a limited edition 50p that soften the blow.
I'll bring it back. I can salvage it for you.
Easy.
It's a
Beatrix Potter one.
I can do salvage. I fucked her. Yeah.
Anything
you have.
You're gonna have to find yourself a Beatrix Potter 50p
I'll have a look.
Now.
I'll read the gym.
That's the only way.
The
or wash your car.
I will put me shiny 6 silver coin and I'll be round the lane. I'll do them both. 2 cars, I'll do both.
He's going to do both.
£5. Do both.
What was that?
That was my crap. I can't do accents, can I?
I don't know.
Every accent I do is like a bit
Indian. Be careful what you say. Like,
no, I'm not going to say that.
I've got to be careful now because I know it's, my accents are like, oh no. That's a bad word. I can't say the bad words.
So shall we have a chat about the fights from this weekend? You've not watched any of them apart from the ones that you've seen this morning,
yeah.
Haven't you? Because you forgot
I've
to press
been
record.
Out eating all weekend.
Just eating.
Just why are you doing that?
No, you carry it well.
Crab Cannelloni at Z's. I just thought ZZ. Ooh,
nice.
Sponsorship. Crab Cannelloni.
Just why are you bringing that up?
That would put them out of business if they gave you a sponsorship.
What, if Jimmy had a sponsorship?
Yeah. Eat them out of business.
Eat them out. Nice one, Jimmy. We've got clips. These are all going in, yeah?
Eat them out of business. Yeah. Now that way you can use. Yeah. That is fact.
It sounds more like eat him out of business, which is bad.
No, eat them. Them.
So, and a quick question, you might be able to answer this, Jim. You know the security at the events, when there's a fighter that wins or whatever, and they jump the cage, what do they get told as a security guard? Because you know when they're like telling
get them down.
When they're saying when they're saying get down, aren't they meant to stop them from getting up in the first place? Because it's like you always see one at the cage door, like Israel ran straight past him. He's like, oh, I just got past. It's like, that's your job. That's your one job. Don't let anyone get out.
Dropped, didn't they? I don't know.
Do you reckon?
Probably.
I don't know what they get told if they're like, yo, don't let him climb the cage.
I was told before UFC Knots, I was told that if I climbed onto the cage, if I won the fight, that I would be, no, I'd be ineligible for bonuses.
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got that picture of you doing the bow and arrow. It's worth whatever.
Yeah. It didn't quite, no, then I asked Dana about it a few months later when I saw him, and he was like, yeah, no, I've never heard that before. So I don't know who made that.
There's some guy getting rich off bonuses. Like, do you climb the cage? Yeah, just send it my way.
I'm sure that's what they said at Bellator as well. Any like, I'm sure he took someone's money, one of the UK shows, or two lads, I can't remember.
Talking
and jumping on the cage, they say, yeah, they do say they will.
Yo,
but jump money for
scrapping makes sense. Jumping on the cage, though.
Bellator apparently were fining MVP for flipping a bird. Did you see that? Right. And did you see the thing about the Dan Mergliotta?
I have.
And MVP. What did you make of that?
I don't know. Bit fucking random.
You know MVP, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never met him. But obviously, there's, again, I think he's a bit Marmite. You get a lot of people that are like,
I
want to see him get bingo.
He's a star, isn't it? That's always the case.
Without a doubt.
Yeah,
which is wicked. I love to see that. And the majority of times when I've met people, they've been pretty sound.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting. MVP. I mean, what do you reckon?
As a fighter.
Big time.
So as a fighter, he's legit.
Yeah.
Absolutely legit. Super well-rounded. Mad hard working. And as a person, he's a great lad. He really is.
So what do you reckon that Dan's just... Because if you've not seen it, which I'm sure you will have done, apparently Dan Mergliotta called him a piece of shit after the fight.
I've heard that.
Before the fight. No, Dan Mergliotta's confirmed it and said, maybe I shouldn't have. Which I thought was even crazier.
Well, I'm in the London shoot group. One of the lads put Dan Mergliotta as a racist as it happened. I was like, okay. That one, I don't know. It was either, Kyle, what's his name? Richard Keeler. He flicked his finger. He gave the finger. He gave MVP the finger.
But they were meant to be fining him for that.
Take a point off him. And then Paige was doing a selfie, weren't he?
That's, yeah.
And then he took the point for that. So surely the middle finger's worse than a selfie, right? I don't know. What do you reckon?
Well, the problem is it almost validates everything that MVP said. Because MVP came out and was like, yo, I came to the weigh-in. He was like, this ain't Hollywood, take your glasses off. And he said, so I did. It's not even like he pushed back and was like, no, chill. I'll leave my fucking shades on. So he sort of, he was all right with that. Then he got his point taken off. But then apparently, because wasn't it Dan Mergliotta that, was it Greg Hardy?
Yeah.
He was in the cage and it can, you can see it either way. He was either like, he put his hand up and sort of shook his head as he walked off.
Mergliotta,
yeah. So I don't know if he's just...
Is Greg Hardy black as well?
Maybe. Yeah, he is. Yeah, you know Greg Hardy, the one that Dan interviewed, you mean?
Yeah, I was just saying.
Remember, ATT. You watched that video, didn't you?
I don't know. No. I'm always cleaning the fucking mats. I don't get a chance to watch a fucking lot, living the life of Ryan.
Selling t-shirts and not wearing them.
That's it, I don't get a chance.
I just think the referee, as soon as the fight's over, especially if one fighter's down, their focus is keeping that fighter safe and making sure that the doctors get in there. Whatever the fighter's doing, climbing the fence, running to hug his family, showboating, doesn't matter. It's an entertainment industry. You can't be annoyed.
And it's emotion, right?
Yeah,
massive. You imagine that emotion.
Plus, some fighters have a character, like you said. MVP's a nice guy.
Yeah. That's his alter ego. It's his alter ego. Yeah. I had a conversation with him, like when I've always been mentally weak. I had a conversation with you about this. Like when Paige walks to the cage,
you don't tell people that. Jim.
I'm about to say that's a real sweeping quick. I'm mentally weak.
Yeah, I've been mentally weak in the past. Well, I've never ever, only recently I feel I'm fighting the best I've fought ever. So I don't, Jane, don't give a fuck no more. I don't give a fuck no more. That's why I'm fighting well. There's no pressure, you know what I mean? I'm all managed past it. I'm fighting for fun and I think I'm fighting the best I've ever fought. I mean, MVP, I'm sure what Mommy's saying, like, he's one of the strongest guys. You and him are the two strongest fighters mentally I ever came across. Like, I'm not, you don't mind me saying, some days in the gym, like Dan, a few weeks before a fight, he'd have terrible gym sessions,
Awful. I was always terrible.
And I'd be fucking mint in the gym. I'd rock up the fight and doubt myself. This motherfucker would rock up and I'm the greatest, I'm the fucking best.
But is that the character? Is that part of his alter ego as well, to come in to know that you put the outlaw hat on or he's put
the... Yeah, he's the outlaw and Paige, he becomes Venom. That's the way out in the show. And Dan was, mate, it was great to watch, you know, watch his... I mean, always being there with him, and it's great to see, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, I could never master that side of it until I feel like recently now when I don't care no more, which is about, okay, of course I want to win, but there's no pressure. You know what I mean? So I'm not fighting to feed my kids. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm fighting because I like to fight. But yeah, it's the ego thing, man.
Yeah. I think having a bit of a character. I mean, Adesanya is the same.
Yeah, completely.
How good was Mark Goddard, speaking of referees, with Adesanya? Awesome. Round one, stopping that. I mean, Adesanya pulled the punch. But he's Mark was in there straight away. And as he stood up, he followed Whittaker's eyes back. Whittaker won't remember anything that he followed him back with.
No.
But it was wicked to see Mark.
He is good. And the other thing as well. Absolutely. That's why they fly him across the world to be a main event referee.
Yeah.
The other thing as well that I noticed when we rewatched it today is that as Whittaker goes down, because he falls and he's facing away from Mark, Goddard runs around
to the full
side so he can see his face as Adesanya steps in.
On that story, he didn't know.
He didn't know what. We say, right,
it's the coach who give him a bit of information. Right? Yeah. Don't give him no information. Yeah, slap around the face.
Yeah, don't say
your fingers
anything.
Say, over here, you know what I mean? Fine, try and get him back. But
you know, the other thing as well, I hate seeing corners, and I see this from high level coaches as well, like coaches that you see in corners for fighters like every week at the UFC. They, as soon as their fighter sits down, they're giving them water and they're talking to them.
Yeah.
So like the fighter's trying to breathe and they're getting like waterboarded at the same time, as well as fucking bombarded with information. Like the best coaches are, like John Crouch is really good. He just sits them down and it's just real calm. Duke Rufus is the same.
Who's DJ's coach?
Matt Hume.
Matt Hume, amazing.
Yeah. Another veteran coach.
Yeah.
Like, and this is something that I don't understand anymore. There's no reason why a coach should give the water to the fighter, hand the bottle to the fighter.
Mm.
Like, that was for when people were wearing boxing gloves, when you couldn't hold a bottle, right? Yeah, yeah. You give them the water because they can't hold it. They can hold it with MMA gloves. Give them the water so they can drink it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a minor thing, but the amount of fighters that are like choking on the fucking water, you know?
Well, I watched I watched Open Mat, which was good.
Thanks.
Fantastic job.
From my yard. How good was that? House,
And it looked nicely decorated.
My house is slowly being taken over by
That's cleaning the gym.
Jimmy's not allowed to watch
the
telly.
Cleaning the house.
This video is not available in your area.
And there you go.
A really good telly.
A really good telly. Oh, that was a bastard. So check out the behind the scenes. Check out the behind the scenes video. Oh. The fucking TV broke.
Yeah.
But that's not even it. So basically, we're going to make the set last week. And it was one of them where you're filming, what, Sunday? Straight after the fights. So it was a case of, we need to get the banner up, the canvas up. Mm. We need to cut it up, size it, put it on the wall, dress the set, get the TV in and make sure that Apple TV and all that sort of stuff works.
Mm.
So basically, Dan's text me. He's like, yo, can you come over Friday? Sort this out. And we're like, yeah, no worries. He says, I've ordered the stand, ordered the TV. I was like, fucking mint. Good man. So I get in. He's like, we've got to wait for Amazon because they're going to be dropping off all the bits. We'll crack on doing the wall. So we did. No problem. Then basically, the TV, we get a message saying, TV's going to be there Wednesday. Take it easy, motherfucker. And Dan was like, we've got no telly. So I was like, fuck. So we rang round. Alex again at Richard Sound, shout out to that dude, had one on standby ready for us. We went to go out the house for 2 minutes and there's an Amazon van sat outside with a TV in it. And the guy was like, do you want the TV? I was like, what are you fucking on about? I want the TV. It's been cancelled. And he's like, all right, well, you can uncancel it. So we tried to uncancel the TV, right? Which he stood at the van and was like, no, you can't uncancel it. And I was like, well, fuck you,
sitting
dude.
Sitting there with the TV in the back of his van. He's like, nah, you can't have it.
Literally
drove away with it.
Mate.
And then came back later that day to try and deliver it. And I wasn't here.
So then they drops the TV off. So Dan's rang me. He's like, yo.
Literally dropped it by the look of it.
Dropped it and said, can you ring Alex and tell him we've managed to get another TV? So next minute, he's opening it on Sunday, gets it all set up, turns it on. Smashed the fuck.
Stand up and everything.
Everything.
Everything's done.
So it wasn't the actual screen. It was the pixels.
It's the
panel.
The front of it's fine, but the actual screen's
broke. So you don't know until you turn it on.
Yeah. No. Oh, absolutely.
Literally just what you need, plug it and turn it on.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Just what you need.
Brilliant.
But talking about Open Mat, I noticed Pete was Nick Pete was saying about
Nick Mars attacks.
Yeah. He was talking about the corner of Al. You do it. Nick.
Crap accents, can't
do it. What accents are you good at?
You've
got to be good at an accent.
None. Terrible.
Okay.
Pretty terrible.
I want to hear a Jimmy accent.
I'll think about it.
You can't even do a Loughborough accent properly, can you? Look.
No.
Just have to say duck at the end of something.
Anyway, go on, your story.
He was saying that he didn't think that they were giving Al good corner work. And it's Ray Longo and Matt Serra.
Matt Serra. It's great cornering for me. I love listening to it. But yeah, it's not... I don't think there's the adaptability in Al's game to accommodate what he was up against with Dan Hooker. You'd not watch that fight.
No.
It's worth a while.
Oh, man, he gets it then.
Yeah, he got worked. Probably, it was like a better cowboy.
Yeah.
Because Dan Hooker just seems long and it was a really fucking nice solid. Yeah.
Just kept him on the end of his jab, bang, bang, smashed him with the calf kick. Yeah. I remember there was a point specifically that stuck out where he said, John Anik said... Dan Hooker's landed 12 low kicks, and by that point, Ali Aquinta just couldn't do anything.
And he'd switched stance for a second, and Dan was like, oh, I don't give that leg again.
And then switch it back. Yeah. So he was forcing him to fight southpaw with his power hand forward.
Yeah.
And Al just doesn't have the adaptability in his game to like work around that. He can't go, what I'll do this time is I'll start taking him down. He just didn't have any other options.
They're hard to deal with.
He just seems quite short as well. Mm. You know, since fighting him and Cowboy, I mean, obviously with Khabib, he's similar, but just out-wrestling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You watched I showed you the knockout, the heavyweight knockout.
Yeah, yeah.
Jorgen De Castro against Justin Taffer.
That was filth.
He was on Dana White's Tuesday. Yes, I need to catch up with some of these because I've been traveling so much. I've been missing the Contender Series.
Yeah. He was the underdog on that Contender Series. I remember that. I watched it in the gym. And he got the knockout on that.
Oh, you watched it in the gym, did you? While you were cleaning the mats.
Folding t-shirts.
Fucking,
eh?
You know what I mean? Someone's got a real job still.
Drinking bottles of water. Don't even care.
As much water as he wants.
Yeah. Not even finishing this one.
I ain't selling none. I'm having it all, mate.
600 bottles.
You are literally his water boy.
Yeah, for real.
That's it.
Stop pouring it in his mouth.
Yeah, he's a banger, isn't he?
Yeah. Nice bad knockout. Bad knockout. Did you watch the rest of the card? Did you watch
it? I watched the main card.
Okay.
And watched a lot of the other fights.
What do you reckon to Tuivasa?
I gutted. Because...
Oh, man.
He
threw a nice low kick right at the start of the fight. Dropped his opponent to a knee, didn't he? Hurt him. But then as soon as he went to do it the next time, his opponent started to take him down off the low kicks.
And
just continued to take him down. Then once Tuivasa was on his back...
That or the hip tosses that he was just...
Yeah.
Mate, he was pinging him. And the problem, I like Tuivasa as a massive character. I like who he is, what he stands for, what he does. I think if there was a fight outside of Chippy afterwards,
you'd have had your money on him
all day. But he seemed to explode out of a couple of the takedowns into getting up or getting back to the cage. And he showed massive improvement.
Mm.
But it was ultimately a drawn out same conclusion as his previous fight, where before he had no ground game, now he's got a bit.
Who was his previous fight?
JDS.
Yeah.
Was it JDS?
I think so.
Yeah.
And the other thing
JDS
as well is...
Cracked JDS and then got subbed.
His last one was Ivanov. Blagoy Ivanov.
He lost again.
He lost the decision.
Yeah, that's it.
But he just his ability to get back up looked better, but he was still getting taken down.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And there were a couple of times he locked up with Spivak and he just didn't need to be there.
No.
Like, beautiful hip toss. It was really nice. Mm. What else? Anything else stand out on the card? You just watched the main card, right?
Yeah, so obviously Dan Hooker
looked great.
He just looked insane.
You told me to watch this card. Like,
nah, you're all good.
You're only going on the podcast. We're talking about dicks and curly words.
I know you're busy cleaning mats. We could talk about your hair a bit more.
Why did you get here till half 12? Doing my hair.
Well, we actually cleaned the gym
with my hair.
With your hair. Take it off and put a broomstick on it.
Yeah, just a mop. Right, so all right, well, you got this weekend. Are you going to watch this weekend's card because it's got you on there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's this week.
It's the karate hottie, mate. Or how do you say karate? You say it.
It reminds me how I say it. How do I say karate?
How do I say karate?
Karate.
Karate kid.
Karate kid.
Oh, he's got some kicks on him. I can remember I first watched Karate Kid.
Go on, Karen.
Sorry, I was only going to tell Jimmy. Because he got into martial arts because of Karate Kid.
Karate Kid.
Mine was Ninja Turtles.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I watched Karate Kid, and then my mum went to Help the Aged charity shop and found gis that were like £2 each.
Yeah.
And mine already had the red tabs on the belt, which obviously I'd never been anywhere, and she took me to...
Oh, you're one of them guys.
Yeah. She said, well, whatever belt came with it, I'm fucking wearing it.
Self-grade.
So I went to Belper Sports Centre, and we did jiu-jitsu, and in between, like, different things they were teaching us, we were all stood talking, and I was like stood doing the crane kick, and I kicked this kid in front of me, knocked his tooth out, and I got asked to leave. So that was my martial arts journey finished.
You were like, well, I got the crane kick. Yeah. So what else?
Can I have his tooth?
There wasn't a comeback then, right? Not long ago.
I did a bit of BJJ back in the day. But this is when I was like seven. Ah. Kicked some kid's tooth out by accident.
Been training with Seafood Mystery Oil.
Oh, not after the fucking elbow that Slim's caught.
I know. These two have been on each other's case all week while they've been here. That's why the mats are down in the other room.
100%. When Jamie walked in, I knew what happened.
Yeah.
He was getting the better of Mystery. Mystery elbowed him. And just keep it out. See how he rolls.
Accidentally on purpose. Oh, sorry, boom. Sorry. Oh, you all right? You all right?
I didn't mean it.
Chicks dig scars.
I'm all right, Jim.
Well, we can see after.
Oh! You just called Jimmy out. Okay.
This ain't for the bad motherfucker, but this is for the six silk tea. We're fighting for the six. You're just going to walk back to your car and just, oh, I lost my teeth.
Wraps of blood all over his shirt.
Yeah,
yeah, man, that's it.
Wearing him round your neck like a fucking, like a Monopoly fox. The fucking dude.
Yeah. It's on.
All right, so okay. Go on.
Couple of fights this weekend then. Cub Swanson, Cron Gracie.
Yo.
Oh, what a fight. What a fight.
I can't see Cron losing that.
Really, yeah. Mm. See, I kind of feel like Cub Swanson might have a bit too much experience for him.
I think he has, but ultimately it's going to get to the ground at some point. Because Cub's good, and he's really good, but Cron's ridiculous at just hanging on.
Yeah?
Like, yeah, oh, man, yeah. It's
How many fights has Cron had now? Eight?
Eight, yeah, not many. But Cub was subbed by
Ortega. Five. Cron's had five fights.
5-0, yeah.
I can see it, man. Cub's getting a bit older, a bit slower.
Yeah, maybe.
He's fucking wicked.
He has got good takedown defense, though, and he has got heavy hands.
Yeah, but Cron doesn't care
where. Five fights to how many? 36. 36 fights. Yeah, that's Cub's record.
How old is he now?
He's only 35.
He's lost his last four.
Only 35.
Prime.
In it? Did you? Oh, old. I'm old. Old.
Old. Older. I'm way older than you. I'm like white dog shit compared to you.
Made me snot.
You made me snot
all over the mic.
Cock snot.
The other fight I'm excited about is the last one on the prelims. Nico Price against James Vick. James Vick is moving up to welterweight.
Okay,
which he is massive, isn't he?
Nico Price has looked sick the last couple of fights, yeah, especially that so one where awkward. He was getting caught up and came back and knocked him out.
Yeah, Nico Price reminds me of T. Remember T who used to train with us?
Tamai.
Yeah, Tamai. Yeah, just all elbows and knees. Mm-hmm. Everything on him was like a fucking sharp edge.
He was good.
Awkward.
That's T who came up to me and just passed me his glove once. And bear in mind, I'd been in the gym probably a week doing websites, and he just came up to me, and he's fucking massive, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's like a... Can you remember when Sokoju looked like the Predator? He's a bit like that. Yeah. Big fucking dude. Yeah. Long. A
bit Snoop Doggy as well.
Yeah,
Snoop Doggy Sokoju.
Yeah, like Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Sokoju.
Snoop Sokoju. but was fed. A Snoop that got fed. Yeah. And he just came over to me, and I'm sat at my desk just geeking out doing a website for you probably, for free. And he just came over and shoved a glove in my hand, in my face. And I was like, all right. Safe. Nice to meet you. I'm Owen, by the way. And he was like, tie it up. Yeah, so then I was like, so I just went, he's a fucking massive. Tie it up in a double knot. And he's like,
did he make you sweat? Did he make you sweat?
He said, do you not know how to fucking tie up gloves? And I'm like, oh, sorry. Wayne Kirk came and sorted it out for me. Saved the day again. Fuck that up. Looked like a prick.
He was good, T was. Yeah. And he showed up just at the right time, didn't he? I remember him walking in the gym right after I signed that contract to fight Matt Thorpe. Matt Thorpe was 6'4". And I'm like looking around the gym at everybody that's like 5'10". Like,
on a good day.
On a good day, yeah.
In your heels.
And then all of a sudden, T walks in, 6'5".
No, but jiu-jitsu on him. He's trained with J-Town, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he trained at Liverpool, didn't he?
Yeah.
Vulnerable way.
I think he was.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
I think he was, yeah.
Good boxing, good jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Good body.
Good body to have on the mat.
There you go, Jim.
Good body to have on the mat.
Great fucking ass on him.
All right, and so who's going to win out of Joanna and Michelle Waterson?
I think Joanna's going to win. Mm. I think Joanna's going to beat her lead leg up because Michelle stands very side on, don't she? Very karate stance. Mm. I mean, if she keeps that lead side kick going, she could keep Joanna at a distance because Joanna does stand quite square, quite Muay Thai. Yeah. You know, she is available for that hop side kick.
Has Joanna got a bit bored though? You know, since she's had a bit of time off, had some new boobs. Just saying.
You said this, actually.
She's always smiling
you
on her photos.
You said this, didn't you?
I didn't say it. She's always smiling on her photos, though. She's having a lovely time.
That's what I'm
in
saying. Like before, she just looked like she was an experiment and she was ready to murder people. And then now she's sort of gone.
But that's when she's training like a cold dungeon in Poland. I do think there's something about the Florida sun that does soften some people. It happened to Mark Jacasey, remember?
Mark Jacasey
went over to ACT.
Yeah.
Right? I think he went over there, lost two in a row, three in a row.
Something like that.
And then came back to his team here in Doncaster?
Yeah, he's done
with Danny Mitchell.
Yeah.
He's back. 1-2. Two good fights as well.
Yeah, he looks good, yeah.
Was it Joe Duffy was his last one?
Joe Duffy and Lando Venata, which is good. He just sort of broke Lando Venata in the brain.
I watched that.
That was good. Sick. It was a wicked fight, wasn't it?
Good.
Yeah.
Impressive. Very good.
So I don't know. It suits some people, absolutely. But I just think other people, I just don't think it does.
She's three of the last four, isn't she?
Yeah.
Joanna has three of the last four.
But she was fighting up at flyweight, wasn't she?
She's massive for her then on form.
Yeah, maybe.
She's almost got that form. Dan Hardy card in her back pocket a little bit. You know, like you can lose more than three in a row.
Cool haircut.
Yeah.
It's just,
it's almost like you've had a championship, you've changed weight. Cracking boobs. Changed weight, where's a champ, always puts on a fight.
Yeah.
Your boobs aren't bad.
Thanks.
Exciting fight, that. It's good, that.
Yeah.
I'll watch that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Who else is on there?
Swanson Congrace is a good one. I think I'm leaning towards Swanson on that one just because I think he's got the experience to kind of maintain a game plan and keep the fight where he wants it. Like Cron Gracie is excellent, but he might be limited in the ways that Gunnar Nelson seems to be limited sometimes.
Yeah.
He's like, he's got a path and he's going to keep running down that path, and if he keeps hitting the same roadblock, there's no way of adapting to go around it. And because he's not had to adapt yet, because it's, you know, take people down, get their back, choke them out.
Yeah.
If he can't get Swanson to the floor, then he has to start dealing with Swanson's hands.
I think Swanson's great test.
Yeah, he's a big test. He's a
massive gatekeeper.
It's a big test.
Yeah.
I mean, to have like a guy that's got 36 fights against a guy that's got five.
But the thing is, it's not like Cubs not expecting what he's going to do. He knows what he's going to do. So I think it's more a case of how Cobb adapts to that.
Mm.
Because, he always comes to fight. Mm. Always.
Yeah.
And he's a massive gatekeeper.
Mm.
But if he can go and do it,
it's exciting.
He has been choked a couple of times. I mean, Max Holloway choked him out, didn't he?
And Ortega. In that standing sort of guillotine, readjusted.
That was
fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that Ortega-Holloway fight. Ortega-zombie fight is going to be good, isn't it?
Yeah, looking forward to that.
That's going to be a good fight.
Okay.
Don't you think that's where long air comes in? They were talking about it on this is where I think you should grow the Rocky in, because we were talking about this, me and you were, about Ortega with long hair and Ortega with short hair, different dude. In the fight themselves, bought Masvidal up, saying, have you ever seen a resurgence like it? Masvidal...
Is it Samsung? Samsung, is it?
Samsung, didn't he cut his hair off?
Samsung.
No, Samsung's the phone. Samson,
there you go. I know you did that.
So
when you see Masvidal, when he was fighting poorly and stuff like that, he had his short hair. And then now he's come back and he's wearing a Tony Montana suit.
He had long hair back in the street fighting days as well.
Yes. Mm. So that's the resurgence. But I think that Brian Ortega had a similar thing.
She will grow her hair out then and experiment.
I'll
grow mine out for a comeback.
No, I'm gonna look like Nico Price. You know, on his fucking Facebook, on his UFC picture, it's just like
you grow your hair back like East Summit.
Hey,
you gonna grow your hair back like East Summit?
What, long
ponytail?
Yeah,
yeah.
I posted the photo on my Instagram. Yeah, I used to look good with long hair.
Is it possible for you to grow another mohawk if people are watching you as closely as they are? I don't mean is it physically possible, because I know it is
in secret.
Yeah, but if you do grow a mohawk, then there's only one reason you're going to be growing a mohawk.
I'll have a variety of hats to wear, so people won't be sure. Right.
So
I'll have to cross over to the Flatbeat Baseball Cap.
The 50 people that are watching this are going to know. They're going to be like, he's coming back. He's wearing a beanie.
I don't know. I think people have figured it out by now already.
We were talking about this earlier. Who do you want to see Dan fight now? Who do you want to see Dan fight next?
I know who Jimmy wants to see me. Go on, you can tell.
Go on.
I know. There's a few. Anyone. Everyone.
He wants to see me fight Diego Sanchez.
Thought Sanchez.
Really?
Just thought, nice first fight back. Little bit of a face off a few years ago.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah, in Holland. We all fought in Holland, didn't we? I took that fight in 12 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah. Cut to middleweight.
Yeah, cut to middleweight in 12 hours. And yeah, Dan and Dig had a bit of a face off. Little bit of beef, little bit. Yeah, light hearted, long time ago.
This is nothing weird, major.
So what year was that?
I fucking hell. Don't know.
I've got the photo actually on my phone.
What, have you faced off with a young Diego?
Long time ago. Yeah, too hot to handle. Diego, so 2005.
Did you just say too hot to handle?
Too hot to handle.
Too cold to hold.
Too cold to hold.
I was cutting to 160 as well.
Yeah, we buried you in pillars.
Yeah.
He was overweight.
We buried you in pillars.
We buried you in pillars. We did, didn't we?
Yeah. Because I was overweight. Because the point two or three over,
right? Messing around on the scales. So we had to bury him in pillars. Sauna suit or the wooly hat and just buried him in.
Who else
was
out?
It was like a nightclub beach volleyball. Yeah. Weird venue, right?
It was weird.
It was making it trippy as shit.
It was
a beach volleyball nightclub thing where we buried you in pillars, put a wooly hat on you and a hoodie.
It was an indoor beach volleyball place.
Yeah,
and they had dinner tables. They were serving meals at the fights, and the promoter didn't show up because someone had put a hit out on him.
Is there not like a ball come flying in on someone's scampion chips? Is that someone tucking into some scran? It's like
another one of the strange mate. Loads, aren't
they? Loads.
We sat and thought about it.
After we've recorded this, we'll go, oh, we should have told him that story.
End of him. Yeah,
should have talked about that.
Yeah, buried you in pillars that night.
Yeah,
160. Baron.
60. Yeah, rematch.
Baron.
2 3-minute rounds. Give me 3 fives with him.
Mm.
What's your best memory with Dan then? On the road or whatever? One of your fights, or if Dan had a fight, you had a fight?
I can't think, mate. Honestly, I'm punchy as hell, innit? I can't remember last week, let alone fucking all them years. Just know we've had a good time, innit? And I like it.
We're mates, right?
We're mates,
yeah. Safe.
You know what I mean? But surely 2 minutes to say, right? Can you think of a favourite time, me and you? That's some fucking great nights, didn't we?
Yeah.
Both winning big fights. And
Cage Warriors Fight Week Florida was good up until the event day.
I lost a decision and you didn't get to fight.
Is that when you didn't get to fight? Yeah. So you were there, did your fight camping because they ran out of insurance.
Cut his weight, everything, yeah.
Yeah. Top three fights, it was you, then Andre, then me.
Main event, yeah. Me, Andre, you.
Mm. Oh, shit.
My fight went the distance. I lost a decision to
Charlie Blanchard.
Yeah. So it was partly your fault.
Wrestler. Good wrestler.
Partly my fault, yeah. I think Andre already just got his fight out. He still would have fought. Even if I'd won that fight or lost that fight in a round, you still would have fought that night.
No, because so they got insurance for the day, for the 24 hours of the Saturday instead of for the event.
How the fuck do you explain that to a load of people who are hungry for a fight and pissed off?
Good crowd as well.
How the fuck do you explain it to me? And well, Andre.
Andre, you can tell him.
It's all right, mate.
And now we're going to have to kill you. It's like,
you're going to get only a paid still. Oh, okay. Well, takes his gloves off. I'm like, dude, did you go shopping? We kind of branched off in the next day, didn't we? Did you go shopping? And I went to a water park.
Yeah, I went shopping.
I was with my ex one time.
I went around the outlets. Yeah, you were. We were around the outlets, me, Tommy, Greg.
Yeah.
Greg Lockerin, he was good fighter. Owen.
Greg Lockerin was good. Owen was there, wasn't he?
I can't remember. Quite a few of us were around the outlets, bit of shopping, yeah.
And we went to the water park and just all day, Typhoon Lagoon, you were there the other week. Yeah. I was just
ready to kill someone.
Yeah. Can't do anything with that energy once you've got it inside you. Yeah. I have a good memory of Jimmy, or rather not. Remember when I fought, the other time I fought at 160, Cage Warriors in Nottingham, and you were fighting on the card.
160.
And we were weight cutting at the same time. We were in the sauna at some hotel in Nottingham.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. Izidro. Where you beat Izidro.
That was it.
I haven't got a funny story about that fight. But yeah. I remember this.
And I'm in the sauna.
Because let me just put this out there, I'm a team player. So if my mate's cutting weight, I'm going to go and support him.
Okay, so that's a caveat.
Okay.
Team player.
Okay.
Team player.
So I'm cutting to 160 pounds. So I'm in the sauna. I'm struggling. I'm at like one...
I made it.
Yeah. I'm like 164, something like that. I'm getting there, but I'm struggling.
Slowly.
Jimmy's made 170. He's gone and weighed in, stepped on the scales. He's fine. He's like, I'll be back in a second. I'll come and keep you company while you cut the rest of the weight. Mate, you brought a fucking cool box. He brought a cool box. The whole front of the sauna was glass. He came in, he put the cool box down.
Perched up. Right where you could see him,
right where I could see him. Got a four pack.
I was drinking like this. Oh, fuck me, this is good, man.
full pack of Maryland cookies.
Maryland cookies.
And insisted on talking to me while he was chewing. So
like the Cookie Monster.
No, no, no. These are so good, man. These are so good. Keep going, mate. You dickhead. Keep going.
Horrible bastard.
Yeah, I'm a fucking idiot. Honestly.
Horrible bastard.
You know if you saw someone doing that now when you're taking them to the fight and you're the coach?
Chin him.
You'd be like, oi, oi, oi.
Chin him. Yeah.
We had some laughs, though. We had some laughs. We did, yeah. And we made it all the way through the podcast without me mentioning Scuba Steve, so I'll save Scuba that one Steve, for the next time.
I got educated by that when I was making your website for free. And I said to you, Jimmy, I need some information on you, Jimmy. This is how it's going to look. And he's like, yeah, save. Just Google it.
No, Wikipedia. It still says Wikipedia. Yeah. I've got one kid called Pete who's 26.
Yeah, mate.
And my fight name's Scuba Steve.
Yeah.
I ain't never changed.
Nickname Richie Goddard.
I don't give a fuck.
What's that fucking thing?
Yeah, so basically I was beating this old German veteran up for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
What's his name?
What's his German veteran?
Peter Angra. But he was a bit of a tricky old wizard, weren't he?
He was, yeah, he was.
And he just caught me in a freak submission, head and arm off the bottom. I was kill, kill, kill. And I slipped into head and arm off the bottom. He kept a lockdown on my leg. I actually sub people with it now, so no lie. Actually,
oh, nice.
Not in the fight, but I actually do it quite a lot in the gym. Head and arm off the bottom with a lockdown. But ironically, it kind of looked like I was scuba diving because my leg did this. And I was like, so Scuba Steve stuck.
Because he was laying on his own arm, so he didn't have an arm to tap.
Yeah,
so he had one arm caught in the arm triangle. Yeah, he had one arm like this. He was laying on his other arm.
Trying to fucking wiggle out and tap at the same time. A bit of a wiggle tap.
Yeah, but Scuba Steve sounds way better.
Cage Warriors cage was perfectly eye-line if you're in the corner.
Yeah.
And Jimmy was in the opposite corner to us. So I'm looking across the canvas and all I can see is Jimmy with one arm forward in like a swimmer's position and his legs doing this.
Like one of them wind-up toys as a kid, you get in the back.
Yeah.
Scuba Steve.
Yeah,
like
stuck,
one
man.
Of those. That's exactly
Scuba
it.
Scuba Steve stuck.
Yeah, I thought of you when I was watching Big Daddy the other day.
That was a lot of fun.
I've got some good ones. No.
Anyway,
you fucking wankers.
Unfortunately, Jimmy,
that's the end of the podcast.
He sent me a picture of these tits once.
No, mate.
Not really, Elaine.
Not really, Elaine. Yeah.
Cool. All right, we'll wrap it there because you need to shoot off, don't you? Jimmy needs to leave.
You've got
to
go.
I've never seen him sweat so much.
It's half past three, man.
Right?
It's late. You've got to go and pick the kids off.
It's late.
I've got to go to work. This thing where you have to work for a living. Like, you go and do shit and get paid for it.
What's that then? You're watching the Contender Series and drinking water.
For uni, teaching some MMA. Then to our gym, that place that Dan owns with me.
Mention it. Say the fucking name.
Hardy Ballhead MMA.
Thank you. There you go.
I bought Premier Gym in Colville.
Yeah. Come and see us.
Dan Hardy just come in there. Just hasn't been for a while.
I've been busy.
You've been busy, boy. He has been a busy boy.
Mate, he's not been in the UK for like... What, you've been in the UK for September? Oh, was it 3 days?
Yeah, something like
been
that.
Been mad, ain't you, last 6 weeks?
Mad.
Fucking
mad.
Crazy.
But it's all good. We love it.
Yep.
Follow the MMA circus, the UFC circus around town. We're at Cage Warriors this weekend.
Nice.
Anyway, we'll call it there. Thanks for joining us. Full Reptile Radio. See you next time.